This is Jay Sekulow. The president calls for a comprehensive investigation on Judge Kavanaugh.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I want the FBI, this is now their seventh investigation, so it's not like they're, you know, just starting. I want them to do a very comprehensive investigation, whatever that means according to the senators and the Republicans and the Republican majority. I want them to do that.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
This list of witnesses is only a beginning. It's not the end of what the FBI needs to do. And anything short of a full, fair investigation will be a sham. And straitjacketing this investigation is absolutely unacceptable.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, there's a lot of news being made yesterday and today about the nature and scope of the inquiry into Judge Kavanaugh's background that's being conducted by the FBI. You're hearing terms like expansive. The fact is the president actually used the phrase comprehensive. But I think it's very important to point out what this is and what this is not. This is not a criminal investigation. So let's go back to the basics of what we have here. This is not an ongoing criminal investigation. This is a background investigation. Not that it's not important, but it has the president wants it to be comprehensive, Andy. What does that mean?
Comprehensive means,
as a former U.S. attorney,
it means follow all the leads to where they take you. Comprehensive means if someone says something, you check it out and you check it out again. Follow all the leads to see where the facts take you. But this is not, and I don't think it really should be couched in terms of a criminal investigation. There has been no allegation of a crime cognizable in the federal system. The FBI is continuing really to do its background investigation of this nominee.
Jordan, how do you see it now? We're Tuesday.
Yeah.
Vote's supposed to, we're going to go over with Dan in a little bit over the schedule. But how do you see it right now laying
out? Timing is very important here. I think that, you know, dragging this out for past this weekend is very difficult for the American people because this is the story that is being pounded every single day. I think it just gives more time to those who oppose Judge Kavanaugh, not because of these allegations, by the way, but because of his judicial philosophy, that they oppose him, to come up with more people, more information. So this FBI investigation, which I'm sure has been thorough and comprehensive, needs to come to a close now. As even Jim Comey admitted, they could easily do this in the seven-day window that they've been given. He didn't like the seven-day window, but he said they could do it.
Yeah.
So you've got the FBI on this, which is what the Democrats said they wanted. Now, it's never going to be enough for them, but let's get that report to the White House, to the Senate, and let them read it, let them see it, and then have a vote.
Where do you see it right now, Harry?
Well, it's important to note that the Supreme Court commenced its term this week.
Yesterday, yeah.
And yet the nominee's confirmation remains on hold pending the FBI's background check. At the same time, the attacks on the nominee are multiplying. The latest attack suggests that he threw ice at someone in a bar. And so it's also important to take a step back and look at the primary allegations. A number of them are beginning to fall apart. So the Democrats are going to continue to ask for more and more investigations.
Yeah.
They want the FBI to interview more and more people. So he faces difficult hurdles going forward.
I think there's going to be a shift. You're seeing a shift of strategy on where this is going in the next 24 hours. I'm going to talk about that after the break. Than, you just came out of a series of meetings, though. Give us, what is your best assessment right now where things are?
Well, Senator McConnell said there would be a vote this week, and Jordan's correct. It needs to happen this week, Jay. Because
do you believe
look,
it's going to?
I do believe it's going to, because here's why. The president wants all the information out, rightfully so. But ultimately, once that information is out, Jay, the Constitution gives the United States Senate the duty to decide. They need to vote, and I think that vote's going to happen this week.
We're going to talk about all of this, where this is actually going, what I think the next area of attack is going to be, and we're going to take your calls to discuss all of this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll take your calls when we come back from the break. If you're on Facebook and Periscope, get your questions in right now. Our social media teams are evaluating and reviewing those comments as they come in. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
So here's what I think is happening. Let me give you my analysis. So the first thing you had was when this nomination went underway, they attacked judicial philosophy. They say that, you know, we don't like his positions. We don't like that he's too conservative. We don't like him on these particular views. He's got 300 opinions. He's a judicial conservative. He doesn't believe in a living constitution. That was the attack. He goes to a hearing that's not successful. Then they bring up the late last minute allegations regarding Dr. Ford. That hearing goes and creates issues that have not been, again, no corroborating witnesses on Dr. Ford. But lo and behold, as that's unfolding, two other potential individuals come forward, Ms. Ramirez and the client of Swetnick, Ms. Swetnick, the client of Michael Avenatti. They come forward. So now you're seeing that it's not just allegations of was there sexual assault, which would be serious in and of itself, obviously. But now it's also judicial temperament, credibility. Did he make false statements under oath about his activities in college? This is where so you're never going to get those that are opposed to his nomination on board with him. What you're trying here to do, what the Republicans are trying to do is, can they hold three senators? Flake being one of them, Senator Collins, and Murkowski. That's where the focus is right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You're talking about a handful of senators, if this is going to move forward. That's who is important, because it's either... I think it's been very clear. Those handful vote over, and then I think you get maybe a couple Democrats.
Yep.
Or the nomination goes down. And the question also would be is, while we're talking about this, let's be honest, will there ever be a vote? Or will the nomination be pulled? That's also a political calculation. Right now, it appears, I'll go to Thamben in Washington, it appears that we're heading towards a vote. Even if it's like the healthcare kind of, I'd compare it to like that situation, Thamben, like the healthcare vote, where we didn't know until the late Senator John McCain voted where it was going. I mean, but they decided to have the vote, and things changed. I would imagine, though, unlike that, Than, this is somewhat different. I can't imagine a Collins or Murkowski not putting out their statement before they voted because this is so serious.
What do you think, Than? Yeah,
I think that's a great comparison, Jordan. I think there are a bunch of senators on the Democrat side of the aisle, probably Senator Manchin, Senator Heitkamp, and Senator Donnelly, who don't want to take this vote. So, you know, you have to ask the question to the very end whether or not it's called. I agree with you on Senator Collins and Murkowski, Senator Flake as well, by the way, because remember, before consideration in the committee, he did put out a statement. So I think they will make a statement one way or another. But I come back to this bottom line. There's more information coming out. The president supported more information coming out. At the end of the day, the Constitution gives the Senate the duty to vote yes or no on a nominee. I think they need to take that vote. You're going to have that information. They should take the vote.
Well, here's what. But here's what I go back to. I think this is, you've seen this in three phases here, Harry. This is what I'm looking at. You got a three phase scenario. First, it was judicial philosophy. They couldn't really. They disagreed with it. Those left of center. But they knew that that was not a disqualifier.
Right.
Right. So that didn't work. Then you had the late allegations regarding the sexual assaults. Serious. They have a hearing on that. Reopen the hearing. That's phase two of this, I would say. And that goes, and it's kind of a draw last week. I mean, there were allegations. There's no credible corroborating evidence at that time. But Senator Flake then says, I want the FBI to investigate. The FBI investigation then, as the president now says, should be comprehensive. Now I'm starting to see it's not so much, not that it's not about the allegations on sexual assault, but now it's about veracity under oath of what he did in college or didn't do in college and how he perceived his issues. So now you're moving into what I call phase three of this. And the problem is time in Washington is never, you know, the longer it goes, the better it gets is not usually how Washington works.
Absolutely not.
You lived up there in Northern Virginia for a long time. You know that.
Absolutely. So if you look at the latest round of attacks on Judge Kavanaugh, essentially they're grounded in his performance last week in defending himself and defending his family. And so now some Democrats, including Professor Larry Tribe, are arguing that Judge Kavanaugh has disqualified himself, even if he were to be confirmed.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's attempted to defend his family against arguably scurrilous attacks. And so Larry Tribe argues Justice Kavanaugh, if he's confirmed, could not operate as a justice of the United States Supreme Court.
Yeah, and I call that that's the phase four attack.
Yes.
Yeah. So phase four attack is, if he gets in, what can they do to cabin him, whether it's, of course, the recusing is completely up to the justice. There's no standard. The justice of the Supreme Court, they decide if they should recuse or not. Not some panel, not some judicial conference, no ethics charges. But they're trying to cabin, so they've got this. It's a multi-prong attack now, with a strategy of what you got to give them credit. They're not that they're not smart.
Oh yeah,
go ahead, Andy.
No, I mean they're doing a great job of doing what they set out to do, and that's to resist. Because for Kavanaugh's nomination, delay means defeat.
Yeah,
yeah. I would just remind people that Elena Kagan came straight out of the Obama administration onto the Supreme Court, and did not recuse herself on the healthcare case.
It was handled by her office of Solicitor General.
Yeah, her former.
But it's up to her.
It's up to her. So they can complain all they want, but guess what? If it's the highest court in the land, you've lost your complaints. That's it. I mean, there's nowhere else to go. Now, I do think that I don't like to use the I word. I think that would be level five.
Impeach.
But they would have to have again. They'd have to have super majorities. They're not there yet. But I think that the question is, like for most Supreme Court justices, even controversial, let's say Justice Kavanaugh is confirmed. Okay, let's say he's confirmed. They try to muck this up for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
In 2 years from now, like, is this going to be what people are electing a president over when we have another presidential election? Most people can't name a Supreme Court justice, not alone, pick them out in a group of pictures. Now, they might be able to pick Brett Kavanaugh out for a few years.
Yep.
But ask him 3 years from now if they can? Question?
No.
Probably not.
So let me ask Stan, give us the time, under best case scenario, what's the time frame here? And the realistic time frame is what I should say. What is the realistic time frame?
Well, the Senate's debating an unrelated bill right now, Jay, and they cannot get off of that bill until tomorrow night. So the earliest that Leader McConnell could file cloture would be tomorrow night, which would mean it would set up a cloture vote for Friday morning.
That would mean you'd have to have the FBI report by tonight.
Well, but tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night's
when they get done with the other bill. Right. So then you have to have the intervening day, according to Rule 22. You could have the cloture vote on Friday morning, and then you have to have that 30 hours of debate that we all know about. So it would set up a final confirmation vote, Jay, for as early as Saturday night. So Friday morning for cloture, Saturday night for final confirmation. That's really the fastest timeline you could have here.
Yeah, so Saturday night the earliest. Now, and Blumenthal's already saying delay, delay. All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call, 1-800-684-3110. Let's get some callers.
Yeah, right to the phones we go. Krista is calling from California on line 3. Krista, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Krista.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Love the show.
Thanks.
I love everything that I've learned listening to you guys.
Thanks.
I have two quick questions.
Sure.
My first one is, since the president already set a time limit for this investigation, can they demand it go longer? And my second question is, does Judge Kavanaugh have any recourse against Ford, whether or not he gets the seat or doesn't?
Well, on the question on time frame, so the FBI's got it. The president said he wants it returned in a week. They are capable of doing that, Andy. The FBI has the resources that be able to do so. It's not a criminal investigation.
No.
They're not trying to recreate the crime scene. They're trying to find, you know, the truth here as to what allegations are.
There's no doubt that the FBI has the capability. I mean, the person power is there. They could get agents out to do these leads and follow them up in a day. I mean, I've handled FBI investigations in terms of supervising FBI agents and told them, I want you to go out and interview this witness, and they come back with the 302 the next day. So
302 is just the form where they write down their inquiry. So that's number one. Number two, recourse for Judge Kavanaugh if he's confirmed? No. I mean, he just goes on the bench and rules, and then that's it. If he's not confirmed, he goes back to the Court of Appeals. Although they... Do you put it by them trying to get him removed? They'd have to have a super majority.
Kind of goes back
to
like what I was saying.
I don't see it.
Doubling down on issues that people move past. It's like how we have some colleges who still say, let's open up the Clinton investigation again.
Yeah,
you know, we hear that.
Right.
And the truth is that
not happening.
Too many people are not that focused. They want a government that's moving forward and doing things proactively to help them.
Right.
And to help the American economy, and to help the American military, and to help the American people. Business. And so this back looking sounds okay in the moment, but that is very tough. I mean, how many protest movements have we seen that just don't pan out because it's if you fail and fail and fail. So if we're talking about a situation where continuing to go after Brett Kavanaugh after he's not a Supreme Court nominee, why? Because there's going to be another Supreme Court.
But we are in
understand.
Does everybody agree we're in phase three of their attack? You're in phase three. This is the attempt to turn it not just on the sexual assault now, but veracity under oath.
I think that's a good analysis that you made, Jay. I really do think. And I think phase four is what you were saying coming up.
Yeah, but I think we're clearly in phase three. We'll talk more about that when we come back from the break. Fan, in the sense of the meetings you're in, do they kind of look at it that way, or are they looking at it differently? I really think we're in phase three here.
Yeah, and I think they believe there will be as many phases as the majority in the Senate allows there to be, which ultimately, Jay, that's why it comes back to at some point they just got to fulfill their duty and take a vote. I think that should be this week. I think they'll have enough when the FBI comes back with this report.
All right, well, we can take more calls when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. Phone lines are jammed. We're going to answer some questions from Facebook and Periscope coming up in the break. But again, if you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. More when we come back from the break.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up, at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. Here's what Senator Mitch McConnell said on the Senate floor today.
But here's what we know, Madam President. One thing for sure. The Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh here on this floor this week. Here on this floor this week.
All right, we're going to go around the horn and ask. So, Than, you've been in the meetings. Do you think that will happen?
I do. I would caution you with this, though, Jay. We've heard that before from Leader McConnell on this nomination. I mean, so look, I think the timeline is set up where it will happen this week. I think it should happen this week. I think the information will be in. And ultimately, to answer your question, I do think it will happen. However, he said that and it's not happened before. So,
Harry?
Well, I agree with Than's analysis, but I would add a cautionary note. It strikes me that we are dealing with a game that continues to expand. And so there may indeed be another move that has to be played going forward.
Andy, what do you think?
I'm going to take Mitch McConnell at his word this time and say that I agree with him, and I think a vote will come this week, and I think it will be on Friday.
All right, Mr. Skeptic?
I don't ever trust the voting because we don't know this report. I mean, that's the issue, is that I mean, he schedule it. I do think it should happen. I believe that that's Brett Kavanaugh's best chance to actually get confirmed. But I think these are important calls coming in, and we have a good comment that goes with it. Let's take the call first, and I'll get the comment that came in as well when we answer. Let's talk to Dee in Virginia online, too. Dee, thanks for holding on. You're on the air. Hi, Dee.
Good morning. I just want to know, Jay, do you think that the president made the right decision by letting the FBI give him this time instead of just saying no? He's been, you know, been through this, been through that, been there. He's a good man. Instead of going, you know, now they're going to go back and dig up all this stuff on him. You know, who didn't drink in college?
I think the president did the right thing. Because you had three senators that were saying they weren't going to vote yes unless they had this additional investigation, which means he would not have been confirmed. So the president looked at the political realities of the moment. He is the art of the deal guy. He looked at the political realities. You had three senators on the Republican saying we want to have this. And at that point, I think he had no choice. And the word he used is comprehensive. There now some are saying expansive, but it's really comprehensive.
That's what David on Facebook is writing in to ask. He says, what does that mean, comprehensive?
Andy, what is that? Comprehensive, what does that mean?
Full, complete, follow all the leads, take the facts where they go, follow all the investigative leads that come up when you interview somebody. If they name a name, put that name down. In other words, make it full and complete and thorough. That doesn't mean expand it so like the Democrats want 250,000 people who may have known Kavanaugh through the years or heard his name investigated. That's ridiculous. He wants it limited in scope to those. Remember what the president said, that the Republican senators want. In other words, he is doing this for Murkowski, Collins, and Flake.
Yeah, go ahead. And that's one of the reasons why when the question is, did he do the right thing? He had no choice.
Yeah. The only other choice was to pull the nomination. And so very early, by the way. That would have been very early to do it without trying this option.
I think Kavanaugh's there to be – I think there's going to be a vote. Let me play with the president, actually. You know, we're talking about what he said. Let's actually listen to the words of what he said.
I want the FBI – this is now their seventh investigation. So it's not like they're, you know, just starting. I want them to do a very comprehensive investigation, whatever that means according to the – senators and the Republicans and the Republican majority. I want them to do that. I want it to be comprehensive. I actually think it's a good thing for Judge Kavanaugh. I think it's actually a good thing, not a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. Now, with that being said, I'd like it to go quickly. And the reason I'd like it to go quickly, very simple, because it's unfair to him at this point.
Well, I mean, the leaving him dangling is not right. So the FBI needs to be moving expeditiously. and should be able to conclude this with, Andy, you're saying with no question they should be able to conclude it where they could vote this week.
There's no doubt that it can be done. I mean, the FBI is a huge organization.
They're not recreating a crime scene here.
No, we're not starting from scratch, and we have no idea where a criminal might be or what the facts are. That's not what this is. This is a background investigation.
Yep.
There's the resources. Do it.
Yeah, I just think this is the key week. This is the key week, and I think
you're concerned that if it goes past. I mean, you said this before. That we
I'm concerned that if it gets into if we go past the specific allegations which he has denied.
Well, you are past that now. You're in phase three.
Yeah, yeah. But you get into words he used.
To like, describe his high school.
Did he pass out? Like he went to sleep, which he said he did from drinking. Did he black out? Which was he said he did not do. That's parsing. You know, it is parsing. But there's a difference between going to sleep and then continuing to act, you know, without
knowing. But again, I
bring that up not to
cast aspersions.
No, I don't. I mean, I think what's happened is horrendous to say that part of this could have nothing to do if he did anything with these women.
Correct. Well, that's why I think it's moved. That's why I think Fannis has moved into phase. I look at it where phase one was, again, let me just restate it. Phase one, judicial qualifications, judicial philosophy. He passed the test reluctantly by the Democrats, but he passed it. Then they go on the attack. The attack becomes a sexual assault. Serious. Hearings open up. That goes forward. Inconclusive. No corroborating evidence. So kind of an inconclusive. So where do they go? Phase three. Now statements he said under oath may not have been true. There's a veracity issue. And I think we're at phase three. There's phase four. It gets worse than that. But we're at phase three right now. But how do you see it? And do you think that vote's happened? Well, you said you think the vote's going to happen. Is he going to be confirmed?
I think the vote will happen. I think there's a greater chance than not that he will be confirmed, Jay. But look, just to underscore the point you just made, I think if it goes past this week, you have crystal clear evidence that what is being pursued here is not the truth. I mean, because you were just a matter of days ago that Chris Coons and Jeff Flake made this deal that said, look, we're ready to make our decision if you give the FBI 1 week to look at these allegations. Then we'll have the information that we need to make a vote. Jay, if that goalpost is changed again, I will tell you with certainty that the United States Senate, the detractors of Brett Kavanaugh, are not looking for truth or evidence on which to base their decision. They just never want to take the vote. So I do think the vote is going to happen, and I will tell you that if it doesn't happen, I think there is a commitment inside the United States Senate to just delaying until the nominee is withdrawn, and frankly, I think that's an affront to the Constitution.
You think that is a possibility? You think that's a possibility here?
Yes, it's a possibility, but the scheduling of the vote is up to one person, and that's Leader McConnell, and I think he needs to
go. Do we have it
set
for a time yet, or we don't because we don't have cloture?
We don't. You will know the answer to that tomorrow night, Jay, when the FAA bill is finished. If Leader McConnell files cloture tomorrow night, I think you can say
can he file cloture without the FBI investigation complete, without the 302s reviewed?
He could, but I don't think he will. But basically, you need 3 days after filing cloture before you
get
to a final
vote. But here's the problem. You could go right into next week.
Yeah,
I mean,
he said he'll hold him over the weekend.
I mean, if you're just looking at this, I mean, everything has to line up perfectly for this to be done this week.
You are absolutely correct.
I mean, that's really where we are.
At meantime, of course, the Democrats are coming up with more and more fresh allegations, which may not necessarily be grounded in any fact.
All right, we're taking a break. If you don't get the full hour of the program, go over to ACLJ.org or any of our multiple social media platforms, Periscope, Facebook. We've got the TV version of the broadcast going there. Each and every day we do it, not just live radio. We do a live TV program, and there's a difference. During those breaks, we're talking during those breaks. We're giving you special videos that our team puts together. So there's a lot to do here. We encourage you to go over to ACLJ.org or Facebook or Periscope right now. If you're on Facebook, we're in Periscope. We encourage you to share it with your friends. Hey, call in with any questions you might have at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Back with more in the second half hour of the broadcast. Just a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, ACLJ.org.
Talking about freedom. Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
But here's what we know, Madam President. One thing for sure. The Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh here on this floor this week. Here on this floor this week.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
All right, so let me give you a sense of where it is as we go on the second half hour of the broadcast. I'm looking at this thing now in phases, and I this is something I worked on last night and this morning, but I think this is where it is. Phase one of this confirmation was judicial philosophy, and he passed it reluctantly by the Democrats. They're not going to vote for him. Maybe a few on the floor will, but you couldn't argue with his judicial philosophy, his judicial capability, his qualifications to be a judge. That did not work. Then you get the last minute, 11th hour, phase two. Attacks on allegations of sexual assault. It starts with Dr. Ford, ends up two others. So you have phase two, and that expands out. Phase two is all these other allegations against him. So they're serious allegations. They've got to be investigated. President authorizes an FBI check after three Republicans said no. We're not going to vote on him until you have a full FBI investigation. He authorizes the president's words, comprehensive investigation for background. It's a background check, not a criminal case. That's phase two. Then you're starting to see now, and I think we're in at phase three. And phase three is a little bit different. They're not so much going to find, it looks like, corroborating evidence on the sexual assault, or at least so far they haven't. So what do they go to? Were there statements that Judge Kavanaugh made under oath that maybe were false or misconstrued, basically what we would call an 1001 violation if it was in a federal case, a false statement? To me, that's where it is. There's phase three. Then there's a phase four. We're not at phase four yet, but we are clearly in phase three, and delay is defeat. I think that is what Andy Economo said earlier, and that fits right in with the scenario that I'm putting together, and that's exactly where I think this case is right now. If I was looking at this as the lawyer in charge of this, I would say you're in phase three. And the way you respond to phase three is get this FBI investigation over with rapidly but thoroughly. They can do it. They have the capabilities. And vote yes or no. If it's no, it's no. If it's yes, it's yes. Get the process over with. Now, Van's telling me, but he's up there right now dealing with the staff, that it's not. There's a chance it's this by Friday, but that's not a guarantee by any stretch of anyone's imagination.
Yeah, I think the sense that I'm getting, Jay, is that Senate Republicans believe that Senate Democrats have as many phases, if we want to call them that, as they will allow them to have. So I think Leader McConnell has decided this is the last one. Senator Coons and Senator Flake made a deal for this FBI investigation, and when that runs its course, there will be a vote. I do think that's accurate, Jay. But look, if Senate Republicans decide not to force it through, then I think Senate Democrats will bring as many of these phases forward as they allow them to.
Well, then you get into phase four, and I think phase four becomes very difficult. Phase four becomes not only it's a pile-on. That's what happens in phase four here. It becomes a pile-on. And, Harry, so if the Republicans are trying to get the nominee confirmed, and if they're willing to wait for the FBI investigation, which is supposed to be done expeditiously, get it done and vote. Because if we go to phase four, I don't see how this goes forward.
I think that's correct. So it's important to note
it's too much pylon.
There is really only an audience of about five individuals that are really important. Three moderate Republicans, two moderate Democrats. And I think all five are wavering at this particular point. And so if we go to phase four, that may be enough to cause the collapse
what
of
do you
the
think,
nomination.
George, politically here.
Listen, I mean, the FBI report will come out. It's supposed to, the deadline is Friday, so that would trigger the time to have the 30 hours and all this procedure that must go on. That will be very telling in itself. It should be enough for us to know if the votes are going to be there or not. I mean, that's it. I mean, they're either going to be there or not based off this. I don't believe there should be any more FBI investigations past this. I don't think that there should be any more testimony. There should not be more
they just need to
public
finish
hearings
up.
Or anything like that. It is they gave it over to the FBI. Congress, as usual, punted to another branch, back to the executive, which is interesting because their role is advise and consent. They think it's so important. And then they give it back to the executive to really make a decision for them. And that is what that I think that's what's being done. If the FBI presents nothing, then I think those moderates have to vote yes on Kavanaugh. I don't think they have a choice.
All right, we're going to find out soon enough. Now, those 302s, Andy, when do you expect it?
I expect those 302s should be in by the close of business on Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
That's what I think, tomorrow.
All right. We'll be back with more, including your calls and comments, at 1-800-684-3110 in just a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Hey folks, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We have people who have been hanging on for nearly a half hour to get questions in on this process surrounding the Kavanaugh nomination. It is complicated, okay? It has become complicated. It's supposed to be pretty simple process. Have hearings, schedule the votes, go through the calendar that's necessary, the timing of the Senate rules that are necessary, a vote yes or no, and someone is confirmed or is not. The other option is that they withdraw a nomination and you never get a vote, and someone else is put forward. I mean, the truth is either, you know, we either have another one of these battles coming, which I hope is not the case, but another Supreme Court nomination or to fill this seat or a vote very soon. And very soon in Washington standards, and not tomorrow, but in the next scheduling by tomorrow. I mean, Than, before I get to the calls, you said something in our chat that I think is important. We will know a lot about the vote timing tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Jordan, because all of the cloture time on the FAA bill that they're debating will expire and they will take a vote on that. After that, they will return to this nomination. So, Jordan, just procedurally, that would be the first opportunity that Leader McConnell would have to file cloture. Now, that doesn't mean they would vote at that moment. In fact, you have to have 2 days. So if it were filed tomorrow, you would not have the cloture vote until Friday. However, procedurally, for people that are watching, you're going to know tomorrow night when they get off of the FAA bill how aggressively they're going to move on the nomination. And what they should look for, Jordan, is whether or not Leader McConnell goes down to the floor of the United States Senate and files cloture on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh.
All right, let's go right to the phones. Those people have been holding on. Terry, he just dropped. Terry just dropped, literally. Sorry about that, Terry. If you did just drop, call back in. We'll get your call right away. Darlene in North Carolina on live for Darlene. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thank you. Love your program.
Thanks, Darlene.
My question is this. Can Senator Feinstein be held liable for defaming Judge Kavanaugh's credibility in his name?
No. I mean, I'll just answer your question. No. I mean, the truth is they're all public officials. There's lots of protections for them in Congress. There's lots of protections for American people to comment on public officials as well. So the standard and the bar is very high. It's just not what's going to happen. I think the better question is accountability when it comes to the leak. And I still don't think we're going to probably get much there, honestly, because let's put this in just common terms. As much as we may like to see something happen to the staff that likely leaked this information. It could have also been that the Dr. Ford gave the green light. I mean, or the attorneys gave the green light. The way that Dianne Feinstein was saying it was confidential, but not to never be, you know, it was very carefully worded. The truth is, this should be about the confirmation itself. That is what is important. Is Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court? I mean, Harry, to me, we don't need to be distracted. We can be upset. And I think we saw that in the hearings, but we're past that now. We've now moved past that point. I mean, as much as you may not like it, the information's there. The FBI is now doing a background check on it. The big issue is, does Brett Kavanaugh get confirmed? Dianne Feinstein is accountable to her voters. That's who decides, and so are all those other senators on the Judiciary Committee.
Absolutely. So it's up to the Senate to decide whether or not to investigate a Senator Feinstein. But the key issue is whether the Senate will exercise its advice and consent role as the Constitution requires. And so if we look at all of the allegations, some of which are collapsing before our very eyes, it's important not to be distracted by the new avenues of attack launched by the Democrats. Instead, the Senate Republicans should focus on the facts. Yes, they should wait for the FBI background check to be completed. And I hope it's thorough. I hope it's comprehensive. But once that's completed, Senator McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, should schedule a vote. The vote should be held, and the Republicans should be held accountable to the voters in their districts. And if they're unwilling to do their job, then I think it will be up to the voters to decide what comes next.
Terry is calling in from New York on line four. And Terry, I know you've been holding on. You called back in, so I want to get right to your call. Thanks for being with us.
All right, thanks. I mean, really, I'm very upset about this whole thing. Sure. I mean, it just really comes down to the Democrats trying to run the country without being in power. It really is what they're trying to do. But my question to you guys is...
And Republicans letting them. Republicans in the Senate. I mean, let's be honest, yeah, too. These are not the strongest of leaders. We've said that a number of times. Sometimes they do good things, but they weren't able to do it, deliver. And they were able to deliver on the tax cuts. They weren't able to deliver on health care. So far, they've not been able to deliver for President Trump on the wall. This is why they are the majority. This is why I think that their Terry, their majority is in question right now in both the Senate and the House for these midterms, is because their weakness is even, I think, magnified by our president's strength. But go ahead, Terry.
All right. So my bottom line question is, I think Jeff Flake is just going to be the John McCain of this vote. He's going to say no matter what, just to be a hero and get attention on himself. I really do. But I'm just wondering if the two Republican ladies, if they get convinced that the sexual claims are not something that can be proven, or do you think they're going to say,
Let me just explain it, Terry, because I think it's a good question. Do you think you could lose Jeff Flake and get Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski? Than is this blocked? Now, we keep hearing they're meeting together, they're talking together. Is that a potential even that you could still lose someone like a Jeff Flake who's retiring, but keep a Murkowski and Collins?
Yeah, I think all of that is in play at this point, Jordan. Okay. I mean, at one point it looked like Manchin and Heitkamp and Donnelly and Flake and Collins and Murkowski were all going to vote together, but then you saw Senator Donnelly leave that and announce his no vote. Now, maybe that'll change with the FBI investigation. Honestly, Jordan, if I were going to rank those three Republicans, I think Senator Collins is probably the most likely to support Brett Kavanaugh. Jeff Flake is next, and I would put Lisa Murkowski as I still think she's above 50%, but she's probably the least likely to support him of those three.
I mean, Jeff Flake said, I mean, this is in the Atlantic, that he says we can't have that kind of partisanship on the court when talking about Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, so he's keeping, Andy, his options like he did. He said he'll move to vote it forward, then he wants the FBI investigation. But now he's brought up a new reason. This was not the reason he wanted the FBI. He didn't say, I want an FBI investigation. I need more time to think about how he conducted himself at the hearing. But now he wants to add that in.
Now he's worried about what the court's going to look like with him up there and how partisan it's going to be.
And this is a Republican.
Yeah, nominally a Republican who would not have made it in the primary, and so right. He decided not to run at all. So, I mean, I wouldn't trust Senator Flake's vote at all. I don't think he's going to get that vote, but we can only afford the Republicans to lose one. And I do think that Than's analysis that Senator Collins is the most likely to vote for the nomination is accurate, but don't count on Jeff Flake and don't count on Murkowski.
I mean, this is someone who says now he keeps getting rattled. All these reporters say he's rattled. So even when they tried to get his confirmation on, what did you mean that, you know, we can't have that kind of partisanship on the court? And then he tried to say, rushed away by handlers, being rattled is how it's reported. I wasn't referring to him. I mean, this is why it's up in the air. This is why I can throw my hands up if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, because you cannot figure out these folks. Let's take another call before we get to the break, because people have been holding on. Robert calling in from New Jersey on line 3. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you for taking my call. Quick question. We knew there would be more allegations, more names. My question is, the FBI, are they bound to investigate or interview all of them, or can they draw the line?
No, the FBI does not have to investigate every single name that is put forward. I mean, you could give 200 names and say, go out and do that. That doesn't make sense. What they do is their supervisors say, these are the most viable, the most critical persons that need to be investigated because of their allegations or their potential knowledge of what Kavanaugh did or didn't do while he was at Yale or other places. And this is what, and then they cut it off. And then because there is a time constraint here, I hope, by tomorrow night, Wednesday. So it's not an open-ended, let's just go on and investigate for the next, 9 months and see what happens. So there are constraints on the FBI based on the rule of reason.
All right. We've only got a minute left in this segment. We come back. In our final segment, we take all of your phone calls and we go right through them. So we quickly get to the phone calls. So people who are holding on, stay on. And if you are want to be on the broadcast, this is the time to call. 1-800-684-3110. We got one line open just because we took that call right now. 1-800-684-3110. Critical timing on the Kavanaugh vote, scheduling an FBI report coming. So, I mean, that is coming as well this week. So the question is, does the Senate get to a vote? Senate Majority Leader says yes. Still, I mean, a lot in the balance. 1-800-684-3110. Stay updated, too. A lot is going on outside of this. I think, on our broadcast, we try to focus in, and there's so many questions out there. People have a ton of questions, more than I can even imagine, even on these broadcasts of specifics that people want to understand this process and understand what to expect coming up. So go to ACLJ.org, because there is other work going on. Stay updated on that, ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
You all know what we're talking about, the Kavanaugh nomination. So we're going to go right to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Jamie calling in from Oklahoma, online too. Jamie, thanks for holding on. You're on the air with us.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Jamie.
I want to first thank you guys for everything you do as far as researching, fighting, and filing for all Americans, regardless of party affiliation.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Thank you, Jamie.
My question is, okay, the vote is taken,
yeah,
and there's one vote lacking.
Yeah.
Will the nuclear, or can the nuclear option be used?
Already has been. So there's only a majority vote necessary. No supermajorities anymore. I mean, we don't have to get into a long debate on this. It happened with Judge Gorsuch. So as calm as that hearing was, he would have not been confirmed without this occurring. So you only need 51 votes. And really, out of the senators, you just need 50 because the vice president can vote and a tie, and he can be that 51st vote. So we're already there. There is no supermajority necessary. I want that just clear to everybody. You need just a normal majority vote, and the vice president can be the tiebreaker. So, but it's just the way that the Senate works right now, and it patches together. People talk about, I don't like doing it, by the way, in like this sexist way, Murkowski and Collins, like because they're women, they're going to vote this way. They are the two most moderate members of the U.S. Senate who are Republican. And Jeff Flake has kind of moved over into that world over time. It's certainly towards his retirement. So we don't just talk about them because they're always, casting the same vote. It's because they have kind of couched themselves together in this situation and allowed it to happen. So that's why I think it would be weird to me, Than, to see one of them vote one way and one the other, even though they represent very different states. I mean, Maine and Alaska.
Yeah, it would be strange, Jordan. They typically vote together, and actually early in this nomination process, they were pretty much gave public comments that they thought they would be voting together along with a couple of the Democrats. I do think maybe it's changed a little bit now, Jordan, because, okay. Look, I don't think that Manchin and Heitkamp are going to deliver you the deciding vote. So I actually don't think the vice president's vote is going to be needed here, because let's say you do get two of those three Republicans and you get to 50 votes and it becomes clear that Brett Kavanaugh is going to be confirmed. I think at that point, Senator Manchin and Senator Heitkamp would probably vote yes, especially Senator Heitkamp. She's down 10 points in North Dakota, and more than 60% of North Dakotans support the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. So it's weird how the politics work, but once you get to 50, I think you're actually going to get to 52 or 53.
All right. So, I mean, again, we're trying to explain it all for you when this vote occurs, which we expect the earliest would be this weekend. So it'd be a Saturday vote, which is interesting, too, because the American people's attention is usually not as focused on the news and Washington on weekends. All of that has impacts on this. So people, because they're worried about, who's watching and when is watching. But again, very important to note. Kelly in Wyoming on line 5. Kelly, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say, as somebody who is 58 and has been watching and an active participant in politics,
yep,
and a woman, I don't find, I didn't find the testimony of Ford credible at all. And I think that McConnell will take a vote, and I hope he does, so that the senators will have to be on record.
Well, I think that's an important point, Kelly, and will be a political calculation to make. I mean, this is going into a midterms, I think, very quickly, and we could go around the horns, but I think we all agree. There's a calculation there of, do you have a vote forcing the senators to be on the record, even if Brett Kavanaugh goes down? So is it the loss, in a sense, can it be used positively for the Republican Party to say, see, this is what happens? Now, if it's Republicans doing it, I mean, it becomes a little bit more complicated, right? I mean, so I think that, and again, that is a political calculation that Mitch McConnell, along with the White House, will have to make. And I think that's a changing potential, too. I don't think that you could say today on Tuesday if it was going to be likely a vote down, that it occurs. Now, sometimes you got to go for it, but you got to hold people's feet to the fire. Let me get right back to the phone. So I want to get through as many of these calls as we can. People have been holding on. Mark in Nebraska on line 6. This is an interesting one. I do want to go around the horn on. Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. I thought of another question when I was on hold. But first, has the American Bar Association withdrawn their support of Judge Kavanaugh?
Not fully, but they wanted an FBI investigation.
Yeah, and I think their president wrote a letter saying that. So the actual ABA position is still well qualified.
Yeah, so it's gotten a little murkier. But that being said, we're kind of we talked about these phases before. We are past those phases now. I mean, we're past the phases. The Senate has given this back to the FBI. The FBI will then give this. This is not about judicial philosophy anymore. That's and about how your conduct, even as a judge on the bench. This is private life, mostly focused on college years and even high school years. I mean, Harry, that the truth is the ABA rating, they did pull that stunt on Brett Kavanaugh to try. It didn't even make a lot of news because what was breaking was so salacious. Then the FBI, they said, fine, we'll do an FBI background check.
If the American Bar Association has any competence, it has competence with respect to Judge Kavanaugh's qualifications, his educational background, his temperament on the bench. And he passed that analysis with flying colors. The ABA has no power to investigate charges with respect to what Judge Kavanaugh did when he was a teenager, whether or not he engaged in drinking or whatever.
Yeah.
So the ABA lacks credibility with respect to the allegations which have recently surfaced.
Let's try to get these final two calls. Pat in Florida on line 3, good question. You're on the air.
Hey, Jordan, thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I know you're on time. My question is, can the public or does the public have the right to see the 302s on the new investigation?
Absolutely not. There may be summaries issued that are made public. We don't know. I mean, that would just be, again, that kind of speculation. But no, remember, in the 302 issue, a lot of those contain information that you would not release for normal reasons. I mean, it may eventually be able to be something that you're able to get access to via like a FOIA, but not immediate. No, we're not going to be reading this, and they will prepare summaries for those who need it. Let's go to but again, don't expect that you're going to get all the info yourself. You're going to hear it through others. So it's kind of like pick who you want to hear it through, who you trust. I'm not talking about us. I'm not talking about the news. I'm talking about literally the elected officials. And that's who's going to be kind of giving this back to you. Let's take Lee very quickly. Very quickly, Lee, we got 50 seconds left. I want to get to all the calls.
Hey, my question was this. If this FBI report comes back okay and there's nothing on that, and they go into this phase 3 talking about his statements under oath and like that, do you feel like that would be enough? That kind of allegation would be enough to keep these three senators from an aye vote to put him through?
If there was issues about whether or not he was being truthful under oath, yeah, I do. I mean, I think that at this point, these moderate senators are looking for reasons not to vote for Brett Kavanaugh. That's why a clean FBI report would I think it also bolster that claim. I hope that makes sense. People will talk about it more tomorrow. Took all the calls on Jay Sekulow Live.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at ACLJ.